Hello, you are listening to the Plumfield Moms, and this is Saturday Morning Coffee.
Bad company corrupts good morals. A reflection by Diane Pendergraft, posted on May 11th, 2024. All scripture quotes are from the English Standard Version unless otherwise noted. Quote, "Do not be deceived. Bad company ruins good morals." End quote. 1 Corinthians 15:33. Don't you love this sort of pithy proverb? You can toss the platitude to a teenager whose friend you don't approve of with the assurance that its truth is indisputable and needs no context. Exactly the way we like our favorite Bible verses. Because the maxim is simple to understand and examples of its truth abound, it was a perfect topic for an essay assignment for my writing class. Since I asked my class to contemplate the saying, I thought I should do the same. What precisely do the few words mean? Do they have anything to say to me? This saying is about as succinct as a saying can be. 5 words. Bad company corrupts good morals. I'm going to assume a basic understanding of bad and good and move on to contemplating the remaining 3 words. The word the English Standard Version translates company means to converse, talk. We get the word homiletic from it, which has to do with preaching. This is why some translations use phrases such as evil communications or unwholesome talk, but the word originally had to do with being in a crowd or company. Bible experts believe Paul was quoting a Greek poet named Menander, though only a scrap still exists from the play it came from. Perhaps it seems likely that Menander was saying, "You know you become like the people you hang out with," so most translations refer to association rather than speech. The word translated ruins means to corrupt or destroy, to bring to a worse state. The English word corrupt can also refer to something rotten or putrid. The word for morals is ethos, from which we get the word ethics. It means habit or custom. It refers to a person's manner, custom, or character. Character develops from our habits and customs. Don't most of our habits develop because of the people around us? Of course, that is exactly what customs are, what everyone is doing. If we look at the surface of this maxim, it might be easy to dismiss it if we're not teenagers anymore. We may say, "Yes, yes, I know hanging out with a bad crowd ruins good habits, but I don't have to worry about that now. I'm too busy to hang out with any crowd." Setting aside for the moment that perhaps that itself may be a bad habit, let's look at it another way. How about, "Bad conversation ruins good manners"? Are we ever too old to be drawn into gossiping because everyone else is doing it? Even listening without contributing to the conversation is bad manners, isn't it? Gossip isn't the only kind of bad conversation. Let's translate the 5 words this way. Negative talk rots good character. In Luke 6:45, Jesus said, "The good person, out of the good treasure of his heart, produces good, and the evil person, out of his evil treasure, produces evil. For out of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaks." What comes out of our mouths reflects what is in our hearts, but also the things we say to ourselves and to other people reinforce what is in our hearts. The wrong kinds of speech habits can rot our character. Suppose we do think we're immune to the effects of bad company. Here's the first verse of the first Psalm. Quote, "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers." End quote. The author of this psalm believed in the importance of the company we keep. The next verse gives the remedy to evil association. Quote, "But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night." End quote. We're told that King Solomon was wiser than all other men of his day. He had some things to say about hanging out with the wrong crowd. "One who is righteous is a guide to his neighbor, but the way of the wicked leads them astray." Proverbs 12:26. "Whoever walks with the wise becomes wise, but the companion of fools will suffer harm." Proverbs 13:30. "Make no friendship with a man given to anger, or go with a wrathful man, lest you learn his ways and entangle yourself in a snare." Proverbs 22, verses 24 and 25. We know these words are true and wise. We also know that Solomon went awry when he didn't follow his own advice. He surrounded himself with women who worshipped foreign gods and led him into doing the same. If a man to whom God gave a special gift of wisdom could go so wrong, we should never think we're immune from the same mistakes. In several parables, Jesus uses the example of yeast in a lump of dough. In Paul's letters, he also reminds us that a small amount of yeast acts on the entire batch of ingredients. Once it's mixed into the dough, it's impossible to take it out again. If the yeast of my conversation or association is corrupt, how much will it take to corrupt me? There is no age limit on the need to guard against corruption. Therefore, let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. Hebrews 10:24 and 25.